to your time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
And our heavenly Father, Yahweh, in Yeshua's name, I stand in your holy presence. Through the blood that was shed for a wretch like me, you open the eyes of Gehazi, so he could see that there were chariots of fire surrounding the city of Samaria. And this holy Shabbat, I ask that you'll come to the place called 2400 Ware Drive, and by way of Zoom, wherever your people are tapping in from. Even by way of radio, and open the eyes of your people. Let them see the bridge and loose the veil. Let them see, even in the self same hour, I come on ISIL to come upon every eye right now. Now open your eyes and see. And if you can see, give the Lord a mighty praise. 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 Oh yes. I give honor to our worthy apostle, yeah. Apostle Dr. Jameel Gill. So I told the apostle, I said, I know the people want to hear you too. So we come to give you a double dose of something today. I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm telling you, when you are finished, you won't need no booster. Somebody had to bless the Lord and say, pass by this row, Lord. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Said, Lord, pass by this area. Radio Land, another time, I just want to say Shabbat Shalom. For the Lord is good, his mercies are everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I bring to you a word today entitled, Courage is Contagious, but Fear Weakens the Heart. Courage is contagious. Now check your role and see who you're sitting beside. check the list of friends and see who is on your speed dial. Check your company and see who you're walking so close with. Because courage is contagious. And fear weakens the muscles of the heart. I wish somebody would praise God. Let me talk to you a little bit about courage. Courage is bravery. Courage has no fear. Courage will take a step on nothing and expect to land on something. Oh, somebody bless God. Courage in the face of danger said, kill me if you must, but I will not back down. Somebody shout courage. Courage when the enemy enemies are like giants in the land. But courage says, I can take them down in the name of the Lord. Courage is to stand before Goliath and said, with a little sling and a stone, I can take you out. Somebody shout courage. Courage is not to be qualified for the job, but you applied anyhow. Oh, Nabandelio Sata. Courage is to have a diagnosis of cancer or tumor in your brain, and courage says, I am healed. Courage is to get a news that you'd have just a few days to live, but you never even make a will because you know your life will be prolonged. Courage! But fear weakens the heart. Some folks, when they get a bad diagnosis, it is not the problem that kills them. It's the fear that weakens the heart. Oh, who am I talking to? Lord, Lord, Lord. All these years you've been living with the disease and it never killed you. You didn't even feel strange in your body. But you went to the doctor and the doctor says, I see stage 4 cancer. You'll never live for 2 weeks because fear weakens the heart. But courage says, it is well. That's how courage speak. Oh Lord, Lord, Lord. I heard a sister the other day. She gave a word of encouragement to the church, and her message was, burden carries well doesn't mean the load is not heavy. And I said, what a word. Yes, yes, yes. Sometimes you have to dress up the burden. And sometimes you have to strut like there is no problem. It is heavy, but you're still smiling. We're talking about courage. Let the church shout courage. In the book of Isaiah 41 and the verse 10, it says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your courage. God and will strengthen you and help you and will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You'll just miss another moment of deliverance. I want you to pay attention, those of you on Radio Land. There is going to be a lot of deliverance moment. If you are not listening, if you are not attentive, you are going to miss it. Listen. Can I read that again? Isaiah 41, the verse 10, and it says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And not your neighbor and say, neighbor, you can't stop me if you try. Because the Lord is my shield and my buckler. The Lord is my present help in the time of trouble. Somebody shout courage. Courage. I want some friends in my life, but they have to be courageous. I want to change some friends in my life. And I have some battle to fight, you see. And it can only take the courageous hearts. At this stage of the game, I don't care what the doctor says. At this stage of the game, I don't care what you says. At this stage of the game, it's war. Sometimes you have to war for your health. Sometimes you have to war for your children. Oh, you can't just sit there like that. The moderator told you that I am a powerful woman of God. I'm not here to tell you that I'm a powerful woman of God. I'm just here to let you know that I believe everything that God say that he can do. That's the power. The power is not mine. The power is that I believe what the man says. Lord God. And that's where my courage comes from, because I believe that God is with me. I believe that yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is no need to fear. We are going to a place. Ooh, church, the fearful and the unbelieving. Radio Land, the fearful and the unbelieving will not enter the kingdom of God. The fearful and the unbelieving is without the city. Now, who am I talking to? We are in the last chapter of the Bible, the last book of the Bible, rather. We're in the book of Revelation, and I won't stop preaching until the rapture comes, because we're at the edge of the end. And only those that are courageous is going to be able to stand. That's why the apostle is on this message with me today. So you're getting double for your trouble. You got to build your courage. Stand up on your feet, because on the fearful people like to sit. Stand up on your feet and take some courage. And if there's no courage in your row, you need to leave that row. Courage! We are going to a place to be dressed in white, clean, white linen. When you have a moment, read Revelation 19. When you have a moment, read Revelation 21, and you will see where the fearful and the whoremongers, where they will end up. Tell somebody, I won't go to the place where the whoremongers go. I won't go to the place where the whoremongers go. Lord, 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 I'm going to put on my bravery, because my God, I will be a part of the army in heaven. In the book of Revelation chapter 19, it spoke about the saints dressed in clean white linen. For the clean white linen is a representation of the righteousness of the saints. And I hear the Piper says in the same chapter of Revelation 19, it says that Yeshua will be coming riding on a white horse, and the saints behind him, and he will have a sword in his mouth. And we will come back with him to fight the final war.
Hallelujah. Shout amen. You are only losing the battle because of fear. Shout amen. I want to tell you something before I preach up in here. You know, every morning when I went for my jogging, my exercise, there is this dog that come out chasing me. And as I pass the gate, the dog come out chasing me. So I start picking up stones before I cross the gate because I'm looking for the dog. One morning, something came up in me and said, face the dog. And while the dog came out after me, I looked at the dog and I rushed down at the dog. And brother, I'll tell you something. That was the end of it. Because the dog finally faced someone that weren't afraid. Get up and face your fears. Can I tell you something? God make you a demon chaser. I am not here to tease Satan, but I'm not here to run from him. Shout hallelujah. I am here. Deuteronomy chapter 20. You got to get this word in your spirit real quick. Our business are failing because we are fearful. Wave your hand and praise him. Some of us could be millionaire. We are afraid to take that loan. Every businessman get into debt to pay their debt. Sometimes you are buried down in debt. The way out is to get in debt. To get out of it. Listen to the word. When I'm talking to the church, I'm talking to kingdom people, I'm talking to the child of King, and come on somebody, I am talking to the redeemed. When thou goest to war
against thine enemy,
get out the seat and tell three people, I'm going to war. I'm going to war. Satan, I'm going to war. Shout yes! Are you doing? I'm going to war for my wife. I'm going to war for my sons. I'm going to war for my daughters. I'm going to war for my finance. Going to war is one thing, winning is another. So now Yahweh is teaching us how to win. When thou goest to war
against thine enemies,
against thine enemies,
and seeth horses,
you see horses
and chariots.
You know, if it was today, Yahweh would say, when you see artilleries. You see artilleries, Apache helicopters, Lord have mercy, M16, warship, F16, B-52.
tooth. And horses.
And horses.
And chariots.
And chariots.
A people more than thou.
And you are outnumbered.
Be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Of them.
Of them.
For the Lord thy God.
For Yahweh.
Thy God,
you don't hear me.
Thee.
Yahweh. Read.
For I am thy God.
I am thy God.
I am with thee.
I am with thee.
Which have brought thee up out.
I brought thee out. Or some of you think you get out yourself.
But the Lord.
Yes, sir. Some of you think you make the payment on that car. Some of you think you own that house. Yahweh said, I brought thee out. Shout yes. Read.
And it shall be.
It shall be.
When you come nigh to the
when
battle.
When you come near to fight.
That the priest.
The priest.
Shall approach.
Listen to the man of God.
And
they give him specifics. They give him precisions. How you win.
Say unto them.
Say to the people.
Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel.
He approached this day unto battle.
You don't know where you are.
Against your enemies.
You think you are church. I'm here to tell you.
You approach this day.
You approach this day.
Against your enemies.
Against your enemies.
Let not your heart
faint. Let not your heart faint.
Fear not.
Fear not.
And do not tremble.
And do not.
Neither be terrified.
Neither be terrified.
Because of them.
Because of them. Though you being outnumbered. Senior pastor prayed. This woman of God prayed. And said, open the eye of the people. Open the eyes of the people that they might see. You only see with your eyes. And to your eyes, your 2020 vision tells you that you are being outnumbered. But if you look with your spiritual eyes across the mountain, you will see chariots of fire, horsemen of fire, angels surround you. Shout hallelujah. Then you cry out, there more with us. Than they that are against us.
And what man is there that has betrothed a wife?
What man is here that betrothed a wife? It's not time to look sexy. It's time to dress up in army uniform, brother.
It's time to fight.
It's time to fight. Get uniform.
Get strapped.
Get strapped, man. Read.
And has not taken her.
So you had not taken her. You can't go with me, brother, because your mind gonna be on your new wife.
Let him go and return unto his house.
Go. You know why I like to be in robe? I feel royalty. I feel like a man of God. I feel I am a representation of Yahweh to the people of Yahweh.
Let him go and return to his house.
Tell him to go on and get back home. Go make love to your wife.
Lest he die in the battle.
You die in the battle and another man take her. Because that's what's gonna be on your mind. You know, some people don't want the rapture to be today. Because they said, I'm not married yet. Lord, have mercy. I want to enjoy some life before the rapture. I want to tell you something. If you know what the rapture bringing you, this no life down here, brother. Read.
And the officer shall speak further.
The officer shall continue to speak.
And say. What man is there that is fearful?
What man is here?
That That is fearful. And faint-hearted.
We have some faint-hearted leaders, you know.
Let him go and return to his house.
They preach with a loud mouth, but they are fearful. Lord, why go and return to his house? These spirits are contagious. With your hand and pray.
Lest his brethren's heart faint.
You are rubbing off a vibe in this place that rubs off on people. Did you know the Bible said bring in own burden on the Sabbath? Why? Because the Sabbath is a feast day. If your facial expression does not send up the signal of feast, it's a defeat to the feast days. Tell somebody, I come to feast with the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. It's a day of deliverance. Today is a day of breakthrough. Today is a day of good news. Today we come to chase the devil. Today we come to take back what the enemy had told. Today is my day. When you fast,
it's a burden.
It's a transgression of the Sabbath. Bearing no burden on the Sabbath. Come on, somebody. I had some burden. I left it yesterday, and I'm happy about it. I am in the house of the Lord. Shout, yes! A burden I lifted at Calvary. Shout hallelujah. I come here to keep a feast with the Holy Ghost. I came here this morning to enjoy Sabbath. Shout hallelujah. Shout. Who are you contaminating today? For today is a good day. It's a good day. Shout hallelujah. Today is a good day. You can't catch COVID-19 today. It's a good day. You are in the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church rejoice. Let those that are called by the name of the Lord rejoice. Oh God. So let me tell you something. You know why the fearful and the unbelieving will not get to heaven? Because repeat after me, every saint is a warrior. Every saint is a part of the battalion of the army that is in heaven. Say, neighbor, I'm a bad man.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.